We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com for the new Kia Forte Sportage Telluride and EV.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What a shot.
Oh, the second shot was incredible over the flag, but I didn't think he had this.
I mean,
it's such a tough shot.
Ho-hum.
Scotty Scheffler cruising at the RBC Heritage at Harbortown. I have played Harbortown.
On the simulator or
no,
real life?
Real life.
I don't even know whether to trust you anymore with any of this.
Yeah.
Because of the take that he threw. Get Brian on. Brian, can you ever say that the best shot of your golf life came on a simulator?
I mean,
you want to ask how good it was. I know you do.
Can I get details before I fully answer this question?
Well, I was just kidding around that I said I might have hit the best shot of my life this weekend. Yes, it was on a simulator, but it was a heck of a shot. You know,
you wouldn't say you have a hole in one if you got a hole in one on a simulator.
No, no, this was I don't know which hole it was at Valhalla. The PGA Championship's going to be at Valhalla, and the simulator has Valhalla, so I'm getting to know the course. Anyway, it was a nice shot. I was happy about it.
I think if you have a hole in one on a simulator, I think you can say that you had a hole-in-one on a simulator. That might be your best shot ever on a simulator. But no, I don't think you can say it in real life.
No, probably not. Brian, the RBC and Scotty Scheffler, you know, we'll get to your thoughts on the Sabres coaching search in a moment, but wanted to get you on to talk about Scheffler because he didn't win yet. He looks like he will. And between the Players and the Masters, and next is the PGA, like, I think the golf world is asking the question, at what point is it okay to say he's starting to play like Tiger Woods? I mean, of course, like, the golf world is always hungry for the next Tiger, but Scheffler is the best by a lot right now, on the men's side at least.
I think at least for one season it's fair to say. Obviously career-wise, we're still nowhere near that, but I think if you said, hey, a golf season – what is approaching what Tiger did in the early 2000s, I think we could probably look at what Scheffler has done so far this year. I mean, it has been an incredible start. I mean, just as you mentioned, he's three holes away with a five-shot lead of winning again this week when they pick up this morning at 8 o'clock. And he will have then won four of his last five tournaments, with the one that he didn't win being a tie for second. And he had a putt on the 18th hole that I would consider, you know, decently makeable, that would have put him into a playoff. And he could have really, obviously, if that putt goes in, he goes on to win the playoffs. He could have been this morning maybe going for five consecutive wins. And that definitely puts you in Tiger category in terms of how you, you know, have played for a season. Even some of the other tournaments that you, if we go back to January and into February, I mean, go back after this five streak here where he's, you know, won four of five. Before that, a tied for 10th at the Genesis, a tied for third, a tied for sixth. And he won the Hero World Challenge if you wrap back to December. So, I mean, there is almost virtually he has one performance this season outside of the top 10.
Yeah.
Everything else is very, very, you know, strong in terms of maybe having a chance to win. Other than that one, he's got a top 10, and then everything else is tied for sixth or better. So, I mean, statistically, he's incredible in terms of what he's doing, and I think it is fair just to at least compare this season to what Tiger used to do when he dominated golf.
Yeah, we have stats like strokes gained and, you know, relative to the field. I know that relative to the field in the last, like, five events, if you played what the field played at, the average, he is 66 under that in those five tournaments. Like, he's just been absolutely incredible. One of the big questions, Brian, is Tiger never had to do this or whatever. He didn't get a fractured field, which is what Scheffler is dealing with, right? The PGA Tour has lost a big number of its best players. So it's not like he's beating Rahm every week or DeChambeau. Not that DeChambeau's one of the best, but you know what I'm saying. Like, if you're looking for asterisks or looking for anything like that, Scheffler does have a significantly weaker field. I feel like the counter argument is, yeah, but when the field comes together, he's still great there too.
Yeah, I think maybe, we can go right back to the Masters last week where everybody did come back together and he still rose to the top. Even last week, though, if you look at the Masters, I mean, all the guys that were in contention were all PGA Tour players. I guess you could say minus DeChambeau, who kind of faded at the end. So at these elevated events, I still think, like, giving him respect to saying he's beating a quality field is fair. It definitely is not maybe as strong as it could be, because there are some players that we know are playing on the LIV Tour that could be giving him some challenging right now. And probably, I would say, the easiest name to throw out there is Jon Rahm. I think, if you want to say, well, all those European players, the old Ryder Cup guys that we all love to root against, like, they weren't going to contend anyway at this age. Phil Mickelson's not. But I think if you look what Rahm did last year and what he still is capable of, I think that's a very, very fair argument. Koepka, clearly, for sure. Dustin Johnson, probably, although we haven't seen a lot of good golf out of him lately. I mean, there's at least for sure three major names that I think you could throw in there that would be giving him some competition. But still, from what he's doing, I'm super impressed. And it's definitely the best performance we've seen in over a decade, for sure, going back to those Tiger years.
The thing that makes you, be cautious about any Tiger comparison, Brian, is we've kind of done it before, right? Like when Rory won multiple majors in years, Spieth did the same thing. Maybe there's even another one, maybe Koepka too for this. But I feel like I remember it more for Spieth and for Rory was like, okay, this is it. They're young. They've won multiple majors. Both, I think, did it in the same year. And if Scheffler does that, like, is he having such a good year around the majors that it's even ascended beyond what those two would have done? What that might be a decade ago.
I think so. I think that's probably where it goes to. And I think, Jeremy, your other point was correct too. We're more aware and inundated now with more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Statistical numbers where we start to compare, like, how is he doing? Like you said, strokes gained off the tee, strokes gained approach, and he continues to dominate in all of those. And even, I guess I would say go back earlier in the year when he had some of these, quote, weaker finishes, the tied for sixth, the tied for third, and when his putting was so poor. And now that's obviously turned around. He's gotten it straightened out. I think the Spieth-McIlroy thing is definitely fair, and maybe, we should have a little hesitation because we are always looking for the next Tiger. And, having a dominating player kind of makes it fun to watch for to see what he can do. Spieth and McIlroy won those majors at such a young age. I think that we were thinking like, well, we know golf can be a sport that you can play well into your 40s if you kind of keep yourself in good playing condition, which is why at the time, I think saying it about Spieth and saying about McIlroy was really fair to do. And now look at, kind of the major slumps that these players are on, especially Rory, who's sitting there, we know, going on now a decade here without winning one. So I think it's fair to maybe be a little bit hesitant. It's probably just the current bias that we're in right now. Maybe, you know, it still goes back to we should just be probably reflecting and appreciating just how good Tiger was at the time, because we're always trying to, can we line up anything with Tiger at any point? And then we're always that hesitancy. And then you look at, well, what did he do? It wasn't just one season. He did it for 15 seasons. You know, that's when we really can appreciate how good Tiger really was.
Brian Colziel, one of our hosts of Tee to Green on the weekends, he's focusing on that now that Saber season has ended. And you've got your evenings back, Brian. Of course, we're waiting on a Sabres head coach decision. Do you have a favorite candidate, a favorite idea, whether that's Lindy or Craig Berube or Gerard Gallant, as the Sabres look to find the right message in the room to become a team that's playing, you know, this weekend?
I think the Lindy Ruff piece is interesting. I feel like I don't want to feel like just because he had success here before that all of a sudden it's going to happen again. I did think that he did get the short end of the stick in New Jersey. His goaltending this year, it was terrible. It was AHL-level-like. And the Devils had a lot of injuries, including to some of their better star younger players, and they got rid of him pretty quickly. And it didn't change, really, when Travis Green took over. I mean, the Devils kind of just hovered right around where the Sabres were in the standings. It's not like all of a sudden the coaching change improved things, which a lot of times in the NHL, when you see the coach, when you see a coaching change, you do have that immediate kind of bump. Now, usually sometimes it does fade, but usually for the first month or so, it does bump, and the Devils kind of were just stagnant pretty much where Lindy was at the same time. I'm not saying that the Devils weren't disappointed compared to what they did last year, that they wouldn't have thought to make a change, but I just thought with the circumstances that they had that maybe he deserved a little bit more wiggle room in New Jersey. So, you know, with that being said, him becoming available, I wouldn't be against Lindy Ruff. I don't, whether it's fair or not, I start to think about, you know, bringing back old coaches and other things that we've done in the past with other teams and how that really hasn't worked out, whether it was Marv Levy as a GM. I know that's not really a fair comparison, but you think about, well, we'll bring back the nostalgic of peace and age of old times when he was so great. I think one thing that we all heard from the players is accountability is what they keep coming out very strongly to say. I mean, I think for as little negative as you ever heard about Don Granato from the players, that was one thing that I thought I took away from locker cleanout, was that they all were saying essentially that they need more accountability, which I guess in some sense is a negative shot at Don Granato. Those names that you mentioned, I think all have that. I'm wondering if Rod Brind'Amour is curious to me just because of his relationship with Kevin Adams. And he definitely seems to have a Carolina team that can kind of play with that passion and with that energy that the Sabres did not have on a consistent basis. So I'm curious to see how long does Carolina last in the playoffs, and does maybe Kevin Adams have the patience to wait for him? I guess that would be the name at the top of my list that I'm most intrigued about.
Brian, where are you guys for Tee to Green this week?
We're at the Westerner PGA offices, which is at Glen Oak Golf Course in East Amherst. And we're actually going to be talking with Jason Ballard, the PGA pro from Oak Hill in Rochester. Little reflection on with the PGA championship coming up about what happened with him last week. And just, you know, what it's like to maybe be a pro at a high level course like at Oak Hill. And like, you know, what are kind of some of the things that go with being there? So we're going to talk with him. Obviously, we'll talk more about Scottie Scheffler and get our normal tip of the week and all that good stuff, but that's where we'll be this week.
If I'm not mistaken, too, there still is one empty spot on the future PGA Championship schedule, right? Like it's Valhalla, Quail Hollow. If we go out to, what year is it, 2030 something, there's one spot that's open, and I wonder if Oak Hill can get back in there somewhere.
I think that usually during the PGA Championship week, which is in mid-May this year, they do make an announcement about future tournaments. I think you're right.
They're going to Kiawah in 2031. And
32 and 33 are open.
They are
right?
Open, yep, yeah. Yep. So maybe we get news on that this week, and, you know, we could put Oak Hill back on the schedule.
Yeah, it's been every 10 years. They hosted it in 03, in 13, and in 23. So if they stay with that rotation, 2033 would be the spot to put it. And, you know, I think with every single time you see a weather delay, including this morning, any sort of arguments of worrying about the weather in Rochester, I just think is not really warranted. The only real issue. You know, they had a little cold to start, but it got back on track. And we had rain on Saturday, but everybody played through it, and the course handled it fine. You can have rain anywhere at any point. So I think the weather held up fine. We know, of course, the support and the success of the tournament elsewhere went fine. So, yeah, I would be very, very disappointed if 2033 didn't get locked into Oak Hill. And hopefully maybe we'll find out here in a week or two when they get close to the PGA for this year.
Very good. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys, thanks. Have a great morning.
You too. Brian Koziel on some golf and, of course, the Sabres coaching search, which is ongoing. Coach Watch. We'll keep things locked and let you know what we hear. NHL playoffs underway. It is draft week. Stat of the day when we get back is a great opportunity to take a shot at the New York Jets, if you're just in the mood for that. It's a great stat of the day that we have come across. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 to join us as we start the countdown towards Thursday night and the first round, which we'll carry, of course, here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.